Hi, everybody. It is so great to be learning together. It is Sha'arei Oraz Teshuvah of the week. And this week we're going to be discussing the mitzvah that's a little bit difficult for us to understand and how to apply practically. And that is the kavod, the honor that we're supposed to be extending to an ach gadol, that the halakha expects us to extend to an older brother. Now, in the way we analyze, we were taught to analyze halachic topics and Torah and topics in general at Yeshivat Har Etzion is to break it down into three sections. The first section is the makor, the source, and second section is the ofi, the character, and then the hekef, and then the scope. We're going to do it a little bit of a different order. We're going to do the first the source, then the scope, and then we're going to talk about the character of this halakha, what exactly the halakha demand from us. So there's the Gemara in Masechet Kedubot teaches the following, that we know the Torah says, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Et comes to the rabot, comes to teach us something we wouldn't know. Otherwise, coming to teach us that the a father's wife, even if it's not your mother, and the wife's husband, even though it's not your father, you have a chiyuv to honor them as long as the parent is alive. Along with this, the Gemara tells us that the ve'et, the vav, that letter vav, comes to include an ach gadol. So the Gemara is clear. We have to honor an ach gadol. This is codified in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, what is it a rule midoraita? Is this a doraita law or drabanan? Well, one would seem to be that this is doraita because it is indeed it is derived from a pasuk in the Torah. But the question is this: a drasha gemura, a full drasha, or is it just an asmachta, just a little basis for rabbinic law? So there is some discussion of this, but the Rambam's words seem to set the stage for this, or set the tone, where he writes that midivrei soferim, from the words of the soferim, from the words of the rabbis, there is a chiyuv to honor an older brother. Now, what does he mean by that? A lot of times when he says midivrei soferim, it's still a Torah level law, but it means the way the rabbis interpreted the Torah, it could still have the status of a Torah law. So, for example, the Rambam says that kiddushei kesef, getting married with money or its equivalent, like a ring, is midivrei soferim. And this is yet regarded as a doraita, as a Torah law, and then Pinchan Chinuch writes that this is indeed a Torah law. It seems clear from the Sefer Mitzvah that the Rambam believes that this is a Torah law, in addition to what I just quoted to you from the Rambam's Mishneh Torah and Hilchot Mamrim Perek Vav. And therefore, it seems the consensus is that we're dealing with a Torah law. And therefore, since we're dealing with a Torah law, if we're not sure about the extent of how to apply it, we should be strict, because the rule is that you have to be strict about a doubt in Torah law. So there are three debates about the chiyuv of honoring the older brother. First of all, does it apply only to a male or a female? Is it only old ach gadol or sibling gadol? Is it only the older brother or even an older sister? So the Chacham Yitzchak and Yalkut Yosef is machmir, even to a sister. That's machloka number one. Machloka number two, does this apply only to the oldest sibling or even to any sibling older than you are? And to that, Chacham Yitzchak and Yalkut Yosef also is machmir. It applies to any older sibling. Then he has a machloka. Then there's another machloka, whether this obligation only applies when at least one of the parents is still alive. And to this, Chacham Yitzchak is machmir, and it applies even if the parents are no longer alive, unlike the parents' second spouse. So we're machmir about that. It's even if the parents are no longer alive, to any older sibling, one has to extend kavod. So we've done the source, we've done the scope. Now to the ofi, now to the character. Well, what does this mean? What are we supposed to do? So first of all, Chacham Yitzchak says it's only kavod and not yira. So for example, example, Yirah of parents, we're obligated Ishimov Avtira. There was part of Torah reading a week before this this Shabbat, and the Torah reading is clear Ishimov Avtira, that there's an obligation of Morah in addition to Kavod. But that's only with parents, Chacham Yitzchak Zeir. It says only Kavod for the older sibling, and not Morah. And therefore explains why people call their older siblings by their first name. Can't, God forbid, call your parents by their first names. You shouldn't even call your in-laws by their first names. Just to throw that in, and therefore it's only the mitzvah of kavod. The question is, what kind of kavod? So it's not the same kavod as for a parent. Even though the Rambam uses the language that chayav adam mechvod achiv gadol chivod aviv, just like his father, Shulchan Aruch does not quote that language. He does not write like the Rambam says. He just says chayav adam mechvod achiv gadol, and it does not say chivod aviv. Does not have the Rambam include the Rambam's parent comparison to a parent, and so it's not as much as a parent. And there's also mechila. There's also in general. Older siblings, there's a mechilah, so it's only what societally is accepted. Now, what is societally accepted amongst Sfaradim? It's clear that the obligation is to the practice, the minhag, is to stand when the older sibling receives an aliyah. That we know that's across the board. But what other kavod? So the answer is, you know, when it comes time to speak, let's say to Sheva Barachot, so then the older sibling should go first. When it comes for Zimun, just like the Kohen, should give the older sibling. Even giving out portions of food, it should go to the older siblings. We find this by Yosef. Then in Parashat Miketz, when he serves a meal to his family, he gives it out by age order, and a lot of families do that. I know we do that in our family. And so these little acts of kavod, to extend these little extra kavod to the older sibling, it's certainly not like to a parent, but it is something, and this is the right thing. Easy to do, and you fulfill a Torah law, and so that is the halakha. So, wishing everybody a great week, and just a little more alertness now to the mitzvah to honor an older sibling, and it's a great mitzvah to do. It really brings a lot of happiness and good things to the family.